And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
What theme is this? Oh, it's the Viking one!
Five days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. Woo. And that's how we get the podcast. The podcast, the podcast.
The Garrison, they're making us hit. Yeah! Let's go!
What a time to be alive.
Wait, oh, your microphone is off. I'm
of course
sorry.
It was. It's fine.
No, well, because we were
you talk all you talk too much.
It is.
And every time you talk, it's something naggy. What are you gonna say? Is something naggy? Go ahead. What is it?
I was gonna say it sounded like Dropkick Murphys, yes. But all
it was
right.
A little Dropkick Murphys. It was great. I have a new gold for this week.
Morgan Whalen.
That was the dude on the CMA Awards the other night. I mean, dude, he's the wrong choice to announce.
If anyone's going to screw up your name, aren't you glad it's him?
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that cool?
But no. I just don't understand. How cool. Can you not know Morgan Wallen's name?
I mean, first of all.
He's not in our world.
You have I get it, but I'm not in other people's world. I know how to say some other artist.
Yeah,
that's
right,
not
but
true.
He's the dude.
The first time I had to get on the radio and talk about Kanye West, I called him Kane.
But okay.
So again, not in that world.
Okay, yeah.
All right,
but
now let me just say this is a award show. You have five people that you just have to learn how to say their names. Dude, you look at sportscasters, they have
exactly
to learn new
right.
crazy names
that's
every
exactly
week.
Right.
But this isn't
just
his
little,
actual job.
I know, but there's only five people on the page.
I get it, but sportscasters, it is their job to know. Jeff is like...
Why are you defending him?
Because he's the dude. He's your dude.
Morgan Whalen.
Because icon, man.
I'm a huge fan. I am. I'm a big Lebowski fan. But I still feel that... Just as a human, you should be better than that. Oh. Be better.
Be better. Yeah, that's crazy. Like, again, five names. He only has to learn five names, and they're not crazy names.
Man,
he has to go, is this Wallen or Whalen? It's Wallen. Oh, okay, cool.
I will tell you, one of my favorite stories is when Bubba, we were in Biloxi, Mississippi, and we had to go in. They carry the show there, and... we would go in and like do these appearances, and they had their little hockey team or something on the ice, you know, ice hockey. And we get out there, and it's Chuck-a-Puck. Y'all know what that is? Mm-hmm. That's where they sell you these little like play pucks or whatever for a dollar, and you throw them on the ice, and whoever gets it on at the target wins whatever the prize.
You had to get it closest to the jersey, the center of the jersey that they put at the middle of the ice.
And so he's like, all right, well, here we go, everyone.
First time we have ever been to this arena in our lives. First time I've ever seen their mascot was when I was looking at it on the ice upside down. The jersey was upside down facing the home side.
And he's like, all right, just got to throw it here on the bear's head. And it's not a bear. It's a... What is it?
A sea wolf.
What is a sea wolf?
So,
I mean, they're just making up things now.
Upside down, this bear looked like a bear. It looked like one of the Berenstain bears.
Dude, even up, right side up, it still looks like a bear.
You can Google it if you'd like. Mississippi sea wolves, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Upside down, looking at it at a weird angle. Man, it's so easy to just say bear.
Oh, there's
just get
probably
it next to the old bear's head.
And I know there's probably, how many people do you think were there? 3,000 people, maybe.
Yeah, something like 2, that. 2,000. And we're over there, you know, we're local. And
we live here, kind of thing. And
all
of
a sudden.
And everyone just goes, wolves.
It was so sad.
It was sad.
It was so.
It was like they knew.
Get it next to. It is, get it next to the bear's head.
Wolves.
It was so terrible.
Of course, I'm like, the sea wolf. Let's go, sea wolves. All right, throw it. Bob's like, I don't care.
I didn't. That bugged me for a long time, actually, because, you know, you see people go, all right, thank you, Detroit, Cleveland, you know, so it's that kind of moment. And it sucked.
I gave out the wrong weather on the wrong station for a morning one time. And And the not only did I give the wrong weather for the – they weren't even in the same states. But the one that I gave was their competitor.
Oh,
yeah.
We were on a station. We were on like a kicker in Beaumont. And in Biloxi, their competitor was kicker.
Oh, no.
And so I said, all right, we're kicker forecast today.
Oh. Yeah, they were not happy.
That have you guys – have you ever seen the clip from our friend Kelly Sutton?
No.
She was doing TV news, and she was interviewing the guys from New Girl. And the guy starts talking about Memphis, and she's like, yeah, that's great, except we're in Nashville. And he was like, and it turned into this really funny moment that went viral. But because he just was so convinced that he was talking to whatever this TV station was in Memphis. And she could have let it roll, but she was like, no, we're in Nashville.
What is New Girl?
It was a show. Yeah, right? I know.
Dude, I love that show.
Did someone say what?
Yeah, Garrett did.
What do you mean, what?
Zooey Deschanel, man.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I remember that. Yeah,
her, and she's got all the male roommates. And and it would be great if it wasn't for her. Because she's just
awful.
You
don't like her?
No. Oh, my gosh. Another Nepo baby.
She made Elf, though. She was perfect.
No, oh, that's Will the one Ferrell who's. Will made Elf.
She sang in the shower. That was pretty cool.
Like, are you kidding?
You don't like Zooey Deschanel?
No, I don't like any of the Deschanels. I don't like her. I don't like her sister.
Her sister that was on Bones?
Yeah, I don't
They're
care
both
for
great.
Her.
What is Deschanel? Who are they? Who
I don't even know the family.
I don't know the Nepo babies.
Their dad was in Twin Peaks. Their dad is like a big deal actor dude.
Who?
I don't know. His last name is Deschanel.
Deal.
The point is that there are chicks who wouldn't be famous if it wasn't for their dad ushering them in like, hey, took my cute little manic pixie dream girl daughters.
But they're actually good, though.
Are they?
Yeah.
I think Zooey Deschanel is the weak link of that show. The season
she's a
where
great
she left
singer, even.
Was better. Yeah.
She's now look, married to a property brother.
Look, she's super quirky, so I can understand. A little bit of quirky goes a long way.
Her dad is
Bangs.
Caleb Deschanel.
Oh.
I have no idea who that is.
How dare we not know?
Mm-hmm. He's not a big thing. I don't even know.
No, they have like a whole family.
And
thing.
The worst is whenever they change their name. Like I'm looking on this Nepo baby list here. Ella Beatty, Annette Bening, and Warren Beatty's kid. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. She kept her name. But Harlow Jane?
Oh, Emily Deschanel.
Oh, wait, no, she kept her dad's name, Thomas Jane. Okay, never mind. Patricia Arquette.
Oh, her dad's Thomas Jane? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sadie and Sonny Sandler are, I guess, working as actresses now, and their dad, obviously, is Adam. I love it. Keep your name. If you're going to do it, do it. David Duchovny's kid, Wes Duchovny, is doing it.
I think it's a kid with Taya Leone, too, so it's dual Nepo.
Yes. I had no idea that the main character from The Boys, his dad is Dennis Quaid, and his mom
is
Meg
Ryan.
Yeah.
Which one? The guy who plays the main hero dude?
The guy whose girlfriend gets... Like,
what's it? It's not Ralphie, but it's something. It's an IE.
You know, the unathletic looking guy.
Yeah, the goofy dude that like is kind of like the loser.
He's really
at the
good.
Of the
he's
series.
Super endearing. He was in Scream 5 or something, and he was really good.
Okay.
But yeah, he's a Quaid, right? Yeah, Dennis Quaid.
His last name is Quaid.
Yeah.
Charlie Hall. Have you heard that guy? He's from the Sex Lives of College Girls show.
Nope.
It's Julia Louis-Dreyfus's kid.
Oh, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus comes from Billionaires.
Oh, really?
Yes!
Who, what?
I don't know, but her dad is worth like over $1 billion. So, I worked really hard. No, you didn't work. You got to just go audition all day.
You think she bought her way onto the set?
No, I think she's, I enjoy her, but I also think that you have a leg up when you've got that many zeros behind you. You didn't have to wait tables at night.
Yeah, I'm looking. Okay, these are all, most of these ones on this list, it's all the people.
When you Google
Wait, Maya Hawke, the girl from Stranger Things.
Yes, Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke's kid.
In the little ice cream place.
Yeah, the little Ahoy girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Oh, my gosh.
Uma Thurman's kid and Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke.
What an idiot, Bubba.
I know. How dare me.
Stupid.
Maybe you don't get as riled up. You know what? I will say that in deference to James Vanderbeek, he's only a little bit of a Nepo baby, so cheers to him for making his way.
I didn't know he was a Nepo baby.
His mom was on Broadway and his dad was a minor league ball player, so there was a little bit of a like an in with his mom. But I think he got a lot of it on his own, and that is what I will say nice about him.
Huh.
But yeah, you Google almost anybody that's in Hollywood now, and you're going to get on Wiki, and
no
you're going to see that their grandparents are somebody.
No wonder they're all doing remakes now, because all Hollywood is a remake.
Yeah.
Is Randy Quaid Dennis Quaid's brother?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. He's the fun one.
I mean, they're all great, but videos like in the woods.
Yes, yes.
I see him.
Dakota Johnson is Melanie Griffith's kid?
And Don Johnson's.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
And Antonio Banderas was her stepfather.
I tried to watch that movie, that 50 Shades one that she was in, and it was so weird because I was a huge Miami Vice fan when I was little. And then so I'm watching the show, and I'm like, this is Don Johnson with long hair. It's really weird. I couldn't watch it. I walked out of my own house.
Oh, I was going to say, did you pay
I'm done.
That?
I'm out of here.
Did you pay to watch that in the theater?
No,
like,
I didn't pay.
That seems creepy.
Jack Quaid is Dennis Quaid's kid and Meg Ryan's kid. Oh, that's the guy you're talking about from The Boys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, well, you didn't say his name.
They couldn't remember it. Okay. They thought it was something I.E. Mm.
Billy Lord is Carrie Fisher's kid.
Mm-hmm. And which
from
also
Scream
means.
Queens.
Yeah, and I love her. I think she's great, but she's also the granddaughter then of Eddie Fisher and what's mom there?
Debbie Reynolds.
Debbie Reynolds.
Because Carrie Fisher was
a nepo again,
person.
It's all dynasty.
Give me one, Carson. Throw me one. Throw one at me. It's your favorite game. Go. Go ahead.
Am I supposed to give you a character?
I can't remember. How's this game
How
play?
Does this game work?
How do we do this, Bubba?
You give the movie, and then he has to... No, you give the name, and he has to pick out what movie they were in. So, like, I would go, The Water Boy. And you have to, like, guess...
Adam Sandler.
Okay.
That like that?
Or no, it's Adam Sandler, and then you have to give us a movie.
No, he has
to give us names.
It's been a long time since we played this game.
Yeah.
You have to go, oh, he was in such and such, and then
I go.
Right. Oh, yeah. He was in, Hunt for Red October, and I would say...
Yeah, like if I give you the, hey, he was in Dazed Confused, all right. He was in...
Oh, yeah, he played the lawyer
in the John Grisham...
I got you. I know. He was sweaty.
Yes.
Because they filmed it
in Wolf of Wall Street,
in Mississippi.
Pounding his chest.
And
yep.
They bought a fixer-upper.
Yep.
And there's a scene where he's on the out front, and he's sweaty, and like somebody comes up to him, and they're talking about law stuff. And he's pretty annoying.
He's annoying.
And I've heard that he stinks, like he smells.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
He doesn't use deodorant. He takes a lot of showers.
Plays bongos nude.
Does he really? He speaks.
Yeah, I think he.
He always talks to the Texas football team.
Yes.
And I'm sure to share they're tired of him.
At this point, you definitely know his name.
he's like, yeah, all right. Matthew McConaughey.
Yay!
Boy, when it comes on, it's quick.
Okay, how did you get into it again? You just throw out a little clue?
I start telling him about the person, and he's supposed to be able to name who they are.
Man, this whole game messes with my head.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It really is enjoyable.
You know, he was Gladiator. Are you not entertained?
Yeah,
he's got mind.
Yeah. He's
yep,
He got kind of fat. He got fat.
He did get fat.
He got fat.
It was rumored he was dating Terry Irwin. They're not. They're just good friends.
I'm not who that is.
Terry Irwin is
Steve Irwin's widow.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That is
they're
icky.
No. They're just super good friends.
Why is it icky? People need love after the fact.
Terry said Steve was it for her. Steve is it. She's not interested in any other man. And I don't blame her because Steve Irwin was the most perfect man to ever exist.
He was cool.
But the actor you're speaking of, has been in a lot of things.
Sure has.
And he's like a good looking kind of guy.
Yes. Isn't he the reason Meg Ryan and Dennis Quaid broke up?
What's the first letter of his first name?
R.
Robert.
No.
Is it a Ron?
No.
A Rand? A Randy?
No.
What's the second letter?
U.
That gave it away.
Rupert?
Come on. There is a Rupert, but not him.
Are you? What names are you? RuPaul.
Not RuPaul.
R-U-S.
Russell Crowe.
There we go.
Master and Commander, one of the best movies. Did you know Jessica Capshaw from Grey's Anatomy?
Is Steven Spielberg's stepdaughter?
What?
Kate Capshaw's daughter?
What is she working for?
No kidding.
If you're Steven Spielberg's kid, just be the trust fund baby and be happy.
Oh, I think either her half-sister, stepsister, whatever, like, I forget the chick's name, but like she is, oh, you are blatantly Steven Spielberg's kid because there's no other way you would have gotten a job.
Wait a minute. Lenny Kravitz is a nepo baby?
Mm-hmm.
What the Kravitz was that?
No, Roxy Roker. Remember Helen from the Jeffersons?
Mm-hmm.
That was his mom, or this is his mom. I don't know if she's still around. I have no idea.
Who?
Helen from the Jeffersons.
Helen.
We're moving on up.
I know, the Jeffersons.
One of my favorite shows, HBO The Gilded Age, which is just a cavalcade of Broadway actors, heavy hitters, and then Meryl Streep's kid, who's terrible. And everybody, if you go into the subreddit, people are like, wait, I just found out that's Meryl Streep's kid. And now it makes sense how she got the job, because she can't stand up to the rest of them. She's terrible.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Riley.
She died.
Cuff?
Who died?
Roxy Roker.
Oh, that you're Meryl Streep. I was like, no.
Or maybe she died. I don't know.
Riley Cuff? I don't know how to
say
it.
Riley Keough is Elvis Presley's granddaughter.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah,
she died in 1995.
Haley Baldwin. Oh, yeah, we remember all that. The Bieber's wife.
Yeah.
Is that the one that... No, that's Stephen Baldwin's kid, right?
Yeah, it's not Alex.
Not
kid.
Alex, the one who's yelling at that time?
Right. That's Ireland Baldwin. Is the
she
one that he yelled
too?
At and called her a little pig. I think she was a model.
Is Channing Tatum, is he a Nepo baby?
He may not be. He might be one of the exceptions. I'm not sure.
The Wikipedia will answer that.
Because, like, he definitely got his start in exotic dancing.
So, like, that was his real thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
So he's technically Jamie Lee Curtis is a Nepo baby.
Yes.
From
Tony Curtis
and Janet Leigh. Okay. Yeah.
No, Channing Tatum, Coleman, Alabama, age 44.
He's from Coleman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow is a Nepo baby.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Who's
her
that?
Her dad was a director and her mother's Blythe Danner.
Who's Blythe
Actress.
Danner?
I think she was on
her
the
godfather
Love
was Spielberg. Like,
oh, that's her godfather,
yes,
too?
Yes, and there's a picture of her and Maya Rudolph from Saturday Night Live sitting on the couch together having a sleepover because Maya Rudolph came from Famous People.
Maya Rudolph was Quincy Jones's?
No.
That's
her Rashida Jones.
Oh, okay.
But no, Maya Rudolph's mom is the one who's saying, loving you. Is
oh,
it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I only know it from South Park. I don't know. But yeah.
Oh my God.
Who goes into the high falsetto later in the song?
Not Denise. Loving you.
Everybody.
Minnie Riperton?
Yes.
That's it.
Yep.
Wow.
Everybody's a Nepo baby.
Wow. That is crazy. Kiefer Sutherland had a famous dad.
To say the least.
Yeah. Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah. I just ran across Maya Rudolph. Here she is. Mamie Gummer. Who is that? Oh, Meryl Streep's kid. Yeah, see, keep your name. If you're going to be famous because you're famous, keep your name. Mm-hmm. Drew Barrymore's grandfather looks like Rodney Dangerfield. I'm looking at that. Anyway, that was fun. Colin Hanks. That's Tom Hanks' kid.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
How do you not? Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, again, he was in Mad Men. He was on Dexter.
I mean, I would expect this from Dee, but I'm surprised by you,
I know.
Bubba.
I never put. Okay. All right. Well,
I mean,
Morgan
Whalen. People are like, why do you know all this useless information? I go, our job is pop culture.
That's
this
right.
Stuff sticks in my head.
Yeah, I don't do well with it.
Good for you, because it does. The thing is, though, I'll watch a show or a movie, and I'm like, this person doesn't seem great at what they do, and I get on Wikipedia, I'm like, yeah, Nepo baby, there it is.
I didn't realize Angelina Jolie was also a Nepo baby.
John Voight's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
I actually knew that one.
And her mom was a model.
Who's the one that said, good for you.
Good for you.
Oh, Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
Okay. Is he a Nepo baby?
I don't think so. I don't think he is. Because, A, he's British.
Well, he can still be a Nepo baby.
No, but British people seem to actually value talent still.
So, his father, David Bale, was an English entrepreneur, an activist.
Oh, so he came for money.
He was also the husband of Gloria Steinem. And that's his stepmother. So yeah, he's a Nepo baby.
Okay.
You guys are gonna watch what's the thing with the fighting two?
Morgan Whalen.
Morgan Whalen.
My God, I feel like my brain just like melted.
The fighting thing. MMA.
I want to say Guardian 2, but it's not.
Oh,
Gladiator.
Yeah, with Russell Crowe.
With Russell Crowe. Or you're gonna watch
Jeff
Wicked.
Bridges? Isn't he a Nepo baby too?
Yeah.
Lloyd Bridges?
Lloyd Bridges.
Yeah, anyway.
And Lloyd Bridges is also a Nepo baby.
Oh.
Yeah, his father built Bridges. They named it after him.
So well done.
But yes, I'm going to go see Gladiator 2. I'm not very partial to Wicked, so I'm not going to see
I think
Wicked.
I could get into the Wicked.
Really?
Yeah, I like that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Morgan Whalen.
Did you guys see what happened to Jay Leno's
face? Yes.
His face?
What happened now?
He's saying that he fell
down a hill.
Oh, my gosh.
Outside of a Hampton Inn or something?
But everyone's claiming that he probably just had a run-in with the mafia or something.
All right, but let me say this, because obviously Dee's father fell and got... You know,
it looked very similar.
It looked very similar to your dad.
Yeah, it did. It's all on one side.
Yep.
The other thing is Jay Leno has so much money because that man never stopped working.
Well, he never spent his money from
That's what I'm saying. Because he had that comic, you never know where your next job is coming from, even when he did The Tonight Show.
Yes.
So he would always do weekend comic gigs and he just didn't. I mean, yeah, he's got the car thing, but he had more than enough money. So people are like, oh, he defaulted on... like a bet or something. I was like,
but like he's worth $450 million, almost half a billion with a B.
I don't understand why people are saying that they don't think that that's the story.
I mean, it happens all the time. Yeah. Older people fall down all the time. My dad falls down all the time. Big D's dad fell really bad.
I spent an entire week making sure an old man didn't fall down.
So the story was though that he was at a Hampton Inn or something, and there was a restaurant that he wanted to get to, but he didn't want to get an Uber or something, so he decided to walk down this really steep hill.
That sounds like old man stuff, because that's something my dad would do. Well, I could still do it. And
he's 74. Tumble. That's an old man thing.
It's just people trying to make a story out of.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture.
Also, Jay Leno stays at Hampton Inn.
He's frugal.
I know, bless him, but you're 74. Start spending, man.
Something fishy here, Carson?
No, yeah. I just mean that I thought he would be a, you know,
a prostitute.
Oh, no. I just thought he would stay somewhere a little more, like not somewhere I'd stay.
A little swankier?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I stay at a Hampton Inn. I would not expect to see Jay Leno over the free breakfast buffet.
There's a reason rich people are rich, because one, they get so much free stuff. As we saw at the CMA Awards, everybody getting all the free swag.
Oh, my God. Garrett and the Crocs.
How many Crocs you get, Garrett?
I came away with a total of 7 pairs of Crocs. But all different styles, so it's not like the normal Croc.
So
like
Crocs they were doing the sponsor for the remote thing that we did, and they would just give us free Crocs. I didn't get any.
I got 2 pairs. One is this fluffy, fuzzy pair. You got one of those, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they look like you're wearing chicken on your feet. It's awesome. I love it.
Garrett got 3 of those because it was him, his brother, and his girlfriend. Right? Yeah. Did you get slippers for the fam?
I did.
Good for you.
And by the end of the night, we were all wearing them.
Nice.
And they're comfy. They're really comfy.
They had to order me mine.
Oh.
Because they didn't have my... And they
This will be your first pair of Crocs, right?
Yeah. And they ordered me pink ones. So I'm going to get fuzzy pink
That's crazy.
Slippers.
Not only... So they have a whole bunch of them there. Mm-hmm. Or you can just order and they'll ship them to you.
They're being shipped here. So
I should have ordered a pair because they offered. And I was like, no, I don't want to be that guy.
Well, the worst is Bubba and I.
7 pairs.
Bubba and I go over and we're trying to be nice. And so we're like, not blatantly like, give us free stuff. And we start talking to this dude there who's just going on and on and on. And it turns out he didn't even work there. It's like his daughter.
Yeah, it's him and his wife. And they're just having this. It was small talk. It was small talk hell. It was crazy. Am I wrong?
No.
I mean, it wasn't bad small talk. It was just like we were trying to get the free stuff.
Bubba and I keep trying to pivot the conversation to like free stuff. And this guy's just blah, 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 blah. And then it was, oh, yeah, I don't even work here. Sir, I'm going to need you to move out of the way of the free stuff.
Sir, this is a Wendy's. Yeah, it was, but it was fun. I mean, that kind of stuff. And then also Jockey was giving out some things. And
Thank you for my grab bag that got brought back to
me. Well, that was actually Carson. Mm-hmm. Brought it here, but it was Carson.
Oh, someone brought you something?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
I said bring it back to Schaefer.
Oh, they didn't have our sizes, so Big D and I did not get any of that swag.
Well, they had this big old duffel bag that they were piled up in the Jockey display, and Garrett was circling those like a hawk.
It was like a nice, like leathery bag, like...
They're getting
and I,
those
I kind of went up to the guy and I was like, hey, are these kind of just for the taking? And he was like, oh, they're for the talent.
The talent meaning the stars.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yep.
You should have just drew
It really
his
rubbed
face.
Me the wrong way.
Yeah. You should have drew his face and then said, how's that for talent?
You should have. You calling me untalented?
That's where you draw something real fast and you go, I'm so-and-so from Marvel.
No, because then he still wouldn't have given it to me and then I would have been even more mad.
Yeah, you just double down and ended up rolling him in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I would love to see Garrett
I'm
fight.
Going to get that bag. Bryce Dallas Howard is Ron Howard's
child.
Yeah.
She looks nothing like Ron Howard. I mean, she has red hair.
Good
but
for her.
Well, no, because she has hair. He does not.
I'm
so.
Fair.
Wow, that's crazy. I didn't know that. NEPA babies everywhere.
Really? Have you seen Jurassic World? She's not setting the screen on fire.
She ran around in heels, though, and that's impressive.
Well, Chris Pratt was so good in that movie, and she was fine, but like the chemistry wasn't off the charts, and I feel it was because, perhaps, of her last name that she was given a role. She also replaced Victoria in the third Twilight movie because she's a Howard. So, they changed the character.
You're right. That was who that was.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Schaefer, did you know that James Madison is a 7.5-point favorite over App State this weekend?
7.5?
7.5 seems a lot.
That seems like a little bit, yeah.
Hey, by the way, if you are playing...
If you bet it down, though, 6.5, I'd consider it.
If you're doing college football online against your buds and you're doing seasons and all, because you can get leagues now that you're in, go with somebody like a James Madison or a small school because you get more recruits available to you for custom players. So you can create like a bunch of 99s. I had a 6'6" cornerback. I mean, you can do that kind of stuff. And he's 99 all the way across the board.
3'8" 40.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, if you're going to play the game, because if you're a bigger school, let's say you're a LSU or USC or Michigan or whatever it may be, you can only have, I think it's 3 custom players per season, maybe 4. But if you're a small school, because it's harder to recruit there, you get to make more custom players.
All right. Didn't know that.
And now you know.
I will definitely not be asking Luke for help on his App State team. God, every time it's like,
he costs you money.
Oh, God. I mean, it's a dollar, but still.
My bets haven't been good the past 3 weeks, so I would...
I bet quarter. I like quarter and 50 cent and dollar bet.
You used to make fun of me for doing that.
I know. Man.
And it's because it's just fun. That is fun, and there's no pressure.
Yeah, I realize it's not the money I want. It's just the dopamine hit.
You just
want
to win.
I just want to see it. Green says win.
You know how I know when I win? Before I even do anything, if I open my DraftKings app.
Oh, yeah. And you already get notified?
No, as soon as – well, I have notifications off, but as soon as – pops up, I can see something in the cents column because I always keep my bets at even numbers.
Oh, so it's
always a 0 or a 50. But if it's like 52, 51, whatever, that means I won something. And I go, what did I get? Then I go, get in there.
Well, you know what I checked for the first time in probably 2 or 3 years? My Dogecoin.
And?
I am up $190.
Give me some.
Wow.
Yep.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a cryptocurrency. And remember when the Wall Street bets and the whole GameStop thing?
Yeah, like to the moon.
To the moon. And everyone kept saying, buy Dogecoin, which was a dog, was the face of it.
And that was Elon Musk's?
I think so. I don't know if it was his, but he tweeted about it before he went on SNL. So that was when it got the real big push. Uh-huh. And I just kind of bought it to stand in solidarity with the Wall Street bets guys because I thought it was fun. And then I forgot about it. And this week they were saying, oh, like cryptocurrencies are going up. And they said something about Doge. And I'm like, Do I have that? And I was like, can I still get into my Robinhood app? And it was like, oh, you're up $190.
Can I pet that Doge?
I'm up at that Doge.
Oh, that's awesome.
My Bitcoin is up 30%. That's nice.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I bought like $100 worth. I didn't buy an actual Bitcoin.
Well, now you have $130 worth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Make me look at the market now.
I am still fascinated. I'm going through all these Nepo babies. There's like 175 people on this one list.
Wow.
It's crazy.
It's actually easier to find people who aren't Nepo babies. Like, it's a shorter list. Like, the girl in Wednesday, She's one of the few non. And actually, an agent had told her, like, you don't have any connections. The best you can hope for is commercial work.
What?
Yeah, because everybody is opening doors for their kids or grandkids these days. Everybody's because it's not just people who are in front of the camera or Steven Spielberg. You have people who are like Meghan Markle's dad did something on Married with Children. And so she like grew up on set. But he's not, you know, some name. Point is, though, somebody knows somebody to get you in a door. And that's where the industry is now just bloated with those kind of connections.
Like, it's even spread to Bridgerton. I'm looking at Phoebe Divenor or whatever from that. Like, her mom is a huge star in England.
Yeah.
Wow.
My girl Nicola, though, nope. Has no
None at all.
Not a Nepo baby.
Patrick Schwarzenegger. That dude. That dude. Like, he needs to hit the gym. When you stand next to your dad and he's...
That's a terrible
situation. I know. It's not fair. It is not fair. No. And it's the same thing if you got like... and I saw Cindy Crawford's kid is also pretty.
Oh, Kaya? But she looks exactly like Cindy.
Yeah, no.
I think she's beautiful.
Really? She's very... And I said she's pretty, but she's not... I mean, poor Scott Eastwood has to look like his dad.
Scott Eastwood is very attractive.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Poor him. He has to look like Clint Eastwood.
He was in a Taylor Swift video.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Wildest Dreams, maybe? Yeah. But then Clint Eastwood? You have, you know, when you look at Bruce Willis and Demi Moore's kids, they look more like Bruce than they do Demi.
Sorry.
You just don't always...
You don't know what the concoction's going to be?
Billy Joel and Christie Brinkley's daughter looks more like Billy Joel than Christie Brinkley, whereas her other children with her next husband look exactly like her. So that can't always be easy.
Wow. Today's the day that John F. Kennedy was assassinated in 1963.
Yes. Have you seen 11/22/63?
I liked it for most of it, and then it got
It gets weird whenever you've got the abuse thing. You know,
I was like, this is great, and then it wasn't.
It gets very uncomfortable when you've got a spousal abuse situation in the show. And I stopped watching. I'm like, it's just getting weird. So I just stopped. And then one day, I was like, you know what, let me just finish it. I think I have like 3 episodes left or whatever it was. So I went back and I started that episode over again, and I was like, same thing. I was like, it feels ick because you're just watching this go down. But the payoff afterwards is very good. And I was super happy that I went back and finished the series. It was good. It was a Stephen King thing. Mm-hmm. And it's got a little time travel. It's got a little mess with the past. You can mess with the future. It's all kinds of stuff. And it was good. Mm-hmm. 11/22/63 is the name of it. And I think it's on Amazon.
I think so. So, you know, the talk and the promises is that Trump is saying that he's going to release all the files on it. Was going to do it in this first... a term and was they say he was told not to, like, highly recommend you don't do all this because there are people who are still alive, and so now he's saying that those people are dead and he's going to release it all.
So the people that were still alive, are they people who were responsible?
Apparently, yeah.
Or because if they're responsible, then shouldn't they be held accountable?
I don't know if they're responsible. I think they were
Friends and that kind of things?
Or that they knew things?
Yeah.
And because they knew that it was kind of protecting them because they had knowledge that they couldn't share.
And if they knew, then why didn't they get held accountable? That's where I'm like,
because it's our government that did it. That's why.
Morgan Whalen.
That's why. It's the CIA did it. Yeah. And they also killed
his brother. That's what a lot of people think. A lot of people thinking that. I don't know. I'm going to say this. I trust the government implicitly. Whatever they say, I believe.
Yeah.
I sense you're being sarcastic.
I'm sarcastic? No, I'm saying that to protect myself.
Morgan Whalen.
Poor Morgan. I hope someone told him he won.
What do you think he thought? Like, you know, because I'm sure he thought there was no way he was going to win. He's like, they don't like me, whatever. They're going to wait and see what happens with this court date because he still has a chance to go to jail.
I mean, a chance.
Yeah.
He's not going to jail.
It depends on the judge, man. You get the wrong judge and...
he's not going to jail. But I'll put money on there if you want. Is there a DraftKings thing on there? What is that? I'll put
plus 120. He goes to jail. No, I don't... You don't know, man. He's probably going to end up doing, you know, some kind of stuff. And again, I'm going to say it because... And I said it on the show the day after... If they would have gone, and the winner is
Morgan Whalen,
and everybody went crazy. What? Wow! Congratulations, the best thing. But then he comes back on and goes, Morgan's not here, so to accept the award, they should have dropped a chair from the rafters because they knew he wasn't there.
Yeah,
they would have dropped the chair from the rafters, and everybody would have been like, ah, ha, 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 and it would have been wonderful, and we'd have been talking about how funny that whole scene was, and it would have been great.
Yeah.
Instead, I'll take the award.
Morgan Whalen.
I got this. Where's the sugar? You got sugar around her?
Here come the men in black.
Dude, that's what he sounds like.
Morgan Whalen.
I love Lebowski, but man, yeah. He was the wrong person to do the announcement for that one. We have a bunch of country stars that would have clamored and fought each other like the Hunger Games to get to that point to announce the Entertainer of the Year. Clint Black would have been a better Entertainer of the Year up there. He was there. He did something earlier.
He did new artists, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been great.
Yeah, instead, Clint Black would have been a good
Morgan
choice.
Morgan Whalen.
Yeah, you're right.
Doesn't even know who Morgan is. Has probably never heard a Morgan song in his life.
I disagree. I just don't.
Here comes pizza roll.
What was he promoting?
I don't know.
Is he True Grit?
He was good in True Grit.
One of those Taylor Sheridan shows?
He was in that movie Crazy Heart where he played that out-of-his-luck country singer. And I think he won the Oscar for that, and I think he still gets cred off of that.
But I feel like to get him here feels like it would have to be part of a promotional tour, that he would be pushing something new. That's why I assumed it was that they pushed him, that it was like, I'm contractually obligated to go. Because it's not that he doesn't have the cred with country, it's why would he care to show up when he doesn't know who Morgan Wallen is?
2009 is when that movie was. He's not getting cred for something that nobody's heard of from 15 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it's a promotional thing.
But what's he promoting?
That's what I'm asking. So.
Come on in, tie the room together.
Wow.
I know. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Are you sorry? Man. What are you sorry about?
For saying
for
the
being Rooster Cogburn.
Yeah. Oh, and again, True Grit was dope. If you haven't seen him in True Grit, it's pretty great.
It's dopey.
It's doper.
Dopey. Morgan Whalen.
All right. Anything else?
I didn't know Jeff Bridges was in the Coast Guard. Look at him. Petty Officer Second Class.
Nepo baby.
He actually is a Nepo baby.
I know, of course.
Bo Bridges, Jordan Bridges, all the Bridgeses, Bridge Over River Kwai.
Bo Bridges.
Did you find the answer, Carson?
No.
Okay.
He may not. I mean, it just might have been that we like him and we're glad he's alive. And
yes, we are.
He was battling cancer, so
yes.
Maybe that's part of it. But
very happy that he is healthy.
Yeah, I just thought he wouldn't have shown up if he wasn't contractually obligated, because you don't know who Morgan Wallen is.
It was a good CMA Awards. I enjoyed all of it, every second of it, every single second. It was amazing.
Lowest ratings I've had in years.
Oh, was it?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Down 10% from last year.
Wow. Well, maybe because people didn't think Morgan Whalen was going to win.
We were waiting for you to play that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Morgan Whalen.
You served it up to yourself and still missed.
Well,
this was the podcast, but now it's over.
It's a Nepo baby right here.
But that's okay,
from a Commodore 64.
Because you can listen to the regular show
on an Atari 2600.
On the radio every day.
You're such a good
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Morgan Whalen.
Bye, y'all.